Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is James Leslie, the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Engineered Floors. James, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you're in the news today. We're talking about your SAM plant. We'll get to that in a minute because you just finished the fifth phase. I saw you. I didn't speak to you, but I saw you on the 10th floor in the J&J space at Neocon. Did you guys have a good show?
Yes, we did, Kemp. We had a really good show. I can tell you that the traffic both days, both Monday and Tuesday, was actually exceeded our expectations. We were extremely busy, and I hate I didn't get to speak to you, but we were busy both days. The reaction to the new products that we did, really tying Kinetics with carpet tile and then LVT all together in one space, all coordinated, was good. Very, very good reaction to all that.
Yeah, let me tell you my observations. I went in a little bit later and looked at it more in depth. For one thing, you were a lot bolder this year, you know, both in carpet and with Kinetics, and you've devoted more space to Kinetics, which I think that's a smart move, especially with what we're seeing with the shift from soft to hard, right?
Yes, and the Kinetics business continues to grow for us. It's growing rapidly, and certainly the emphasis we put on it is consistent with the sales growth we're seeing in Kinetics as well.
What do you say about being bolder? I mean, is that just because that's where the business is growing now?
Well, we were taking a design trend coming out of pottery,
yeah.
Working with a company out of Detroit, and just the way that the design inspiration this year was moving towards a little more bolder palette.
Yeah.
And it just kind of tied in, and that's where it went. In corporate, we've seen there's definitely a move to some bolder palettes and a lot of applications, and so it's really a design trend that we thought we could exploit and take advantage of.
Yeah, I should take this opportunity to remind some people that you've been focused in this commercial sector for a long time, you know, way back to, I guess, what, the Shaw days and Beaulieu days, right?
Yes. I spent a lot of years in commercial at both Shaw and Beaulieu. My career is probably half residential and half commercial. So it's good to get back on that side, and great to see and reconnect with some customers on that side of the fence. And that business is always an exciting side of the business as well.
It is. All right. So let's talk about this SAM plant. It is, I guess, now the largest under one roof carpet manufacturing facility in the world.
It is, and we actually have another. We're completing the fifth expansion, and that was a building expansion that started in the first of the year, and then more yarn processing and tufting that has gone in and is now pretty much complete. We are in the process of beginning what I guess would be now the sixth phase of expansion, and which will involve additional yarn extrusion and additional yarn processing, and sometime next year will probably be another roof addition and another expansion of that building, and that would probably take us to somewhere between 2.6 and 2.7 million square feet, which we understand is the largest single-site carpet mill in the world.
I'm looking at an aerial shot right now. It looks like you do have a little tiny space over there in the far corner where you can put a little bit more roof, but you've actually pretty well filled out the real estate there, haven't you?
Yes, there is a site for an expansion on the northwest corner, and that would be part of the future plans for that. That would pretty much complete the real estate. You're right, the site would be pretty complete then.
Yeah. And eventually you'll have chip coming in one door and finished rolls coming out the other door, right?
And we have that now. We would just have a lot more of that happening. I mean, our model is the same no matter what facility we have, pretty much. We have of the engineered residential floors facilities, that is, polymer chip comes in one side and finished carpet goes out the other. And, in fact, in our J&J commercial facility, we have that same model. But there's polymer chip that comes into the J&J facility and carpet leaves the other side of the facility. So it's a pretty simple production model.
Now, so you're keeping the construction workers busy in the Dalton area, and you've got another facility we've announced earlier, I guess a month or so ago, that you're doing this carpet tile facility, and it's just a couple of miles away as well, right?
Yeah, it's about 10 minutes from our SAM facility. The roof is starting to go on now. It still's continuing to go up. The first phase of that facility will probably be a little over 500,000 square feet. It is going to be certainly a large tile facility, and we're excited about the startup of that. We're targeting to try to get that plant going end of this year or first of next year.
Is there any concern at all that there could be an overcapacity of carpet manufacturing equipment?
Even though there's been a lot of talk in the industry about the decline of carpet, we've seen the units in carpet stay fairly constant over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And we're seeing the demand for solution dyed carpet, which is the kind we produce, is continuing to grow, particularly the multicolored looks that solution dyed gives you. That demand continues to grow, and as long as that demand is there, we're going to continue to expand to try to fill that demand.
And also what we're seeing, too, is a little bit of evolution of the equipment that's used, too. I mean, you're bringing on the latest and greatest and new stuff, and you know, there's probably some older equipment that's being turned off and shut down in other places.
as in most industries, as they evolve over time, less efficient equipment that can't really make the products that people are wanting to buy today will probably be mothballed or at least discontinued, and there's probably some of that happening.
Yeah. You know, when you look at where engineered floors is and the fact that it just got started in 2009, and now, and this, of course, this is our estimate. I know you're privately held. You know, we've got you guys combined with J&J at around $700 million in annual sales wholesale value. So a quick question for you is, how is it you're able to come into the business when there's already two very large companies and carve out a niche for yourself when others, I think, that are maybe a little smaller are thinking that it's very hard to compete in this business?
And Kemp, that's a really good question, and I can tell you that if we were on the same production model, our two biggest competitors are obviously bigger than we are by a factor of a couple of times on one case and maybe double on the other. But if we were on the same production model as our competitors, the scale advantage would be in their favor. But our production model is completely different. We don't use water to dye the carpet. That puts us in, and you have to plan that in advance. You have to build these plants with the end in mind, and you have to say, we're going to build a solution dye production model all the way through the facility. And so that gives us a different model with a different economic scale and a different competition effect, where we can be very competitive with a competitor who's actually selling twice as much or three times as much carpet as we're selling. We can be very competitive with the marketplace.
And you've also entered in this last year, you've entered a market that I don't believe you were in earlier, and that's this Main Street commercial business, right?
That has been a fast-growing part of our business this year,
yeah.
And we certainly have a lot of plans to grow that. You're going to see a lot more product coming out in that space for us. We've got display systems that are in stores now. The sales are ramping up, and the products are coming out. Literally, we're coming out with products almost every month. So we have a lot of emphasis on growth for that Pence commercial brand, and we're seeing that start to come to fruition.
Okay, James, it was great to visit with you. Congratulations on finishing the fifth phase of SAM and your continued growth and success. I've been talking to James Leslie, the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Engineered Floors, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.